Europe and America, there seems to be, and you touched on it last time, there seems to be a grave sense of denial regarding the deep set and entrenched Islamic terrorism threat to the safety of our respective nations. We've said it before, you've said it. Until we know the enemy, we're going to fall victim before the enemy. And in the UK and London now specifically, there are entire sections there of the city where the laws and the culture of Islam prevails. Sharia is imposed, and there are no-go centers where the police refuse to go. And clearly, there are beachheads of activity that are going. You're talking about that Prime Minister May must be insane because she is not even recognizing that. We have the same problem here in the U.S. We've talked about it a lot. But with that, we need to answer some questions here. And I want to go to you right off, John Guandalo, president and founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.org. Let me ask you this question, and you go where you want to go with it. What is the primary lesson that we in the United States, whether they are politicians, whether they are in office, whether they are law enforcement, what's the primary lesson that we should be learning from what is taking place in the UK again now?
That we are in a real war against Islam, which has declared a war against the West in order to impose Sharia and establish an Islamic state. How about that for starters? Islam has never been unclear about their intentions. They put out videos. They say it in their mosques. When we look at what happened in Europe, and specifically in the UK, at the Didsbury Mosque, where the Manchester bomber came from, he was a Hafiz. He memorized the Quran. He was an incredibly devout, if I can use the word, Muslim, Sharia-adherent Muslim. The mosque, the Didsbury Mosque, his father was a pillar in the Islamic community and was well known. He had leadership positions there. The imam went to Libya and fought in the jihad. Okay. This was known to British officials. Manchester, they brought in jihadis 15 years ago, who then, in the last, since 9/11, had major protests in Manchester, covering their faces, calling for jihad against Islam. And instead of arresting them or shooting them or deporting them, they left them. And they're getting what they get. We have the same issue here. They're very clear about what they want, but because they wear suits and talk nice, we take them at face value. And we allow hard-left Marxists to drive the agenda. We have cowards leading the Republican Party, with the exception of the president and some of the people around him. But we have leaders in both political parties in this country that are cowards, that have shown no intention of defending the republic. And citizens in the UK, short of arming themselves somehow and taking over and throwing their leaders into the streets, I don't see how they survive, because they are allowing insane people to run a country and allow the enemy to kill them over and over. You had police running away from the scene, running away. Those are called cowards. It's so enraging to watch, because it's sad. But we have to stop just coddling these people and making excuses. I mean, the fact that Theresa May is still in power today is amazing. So this is going to happen here, but it's already happened here. Muslims have thawed people's heads off in the United States. That's happened at least half a dozen or a dozen times here. You know, they've used vehicles to plow people over in places like North Carolina and Fremont, California, and Las Vegas, Nevada. This stuff's already going on.